From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The video and DVD rental market has been dwindling, but not for the company Netflix. This mail-order DVD rental service has been gaining customers, and its stock price has soared more than 300% over the last year. NPR's Laura Seidel examines what makes this company tick.
It was 1997, and like a lot of entrepreneurs in Silicon Valley, Reed Hastings was trying to come up with a business idea. One day he had an inspiration while he was returning an overdue video rental.
It was a very large late fee, about $40. And I remember it because I was feeling bad about that I didn't want to tell my wife about it. And I thought, hey, this is crazy. When a late fee, not only do I not like, but now it's getting between my wife and I. This is really over the top.
Hastings realized that a lot of people hated those late fees. He wondered if he could create a rental business without them. Today, his company, Netflix, has 23 warehouses like this one in San Jose. Each is stocked with thousands of DVDs.
So in this warehouse, we'll ship 300,000 to 400,000 movies a day across the whole country. It's about 500,000 to 700,000 a day.
Netflix is an internet mail order service. For $20 a month, renters can keep three movies out at a time for as long as they want. No late fees, no due dates. Just go online, sign up, and order. A day or two later, a DVD arrives in the mail along with a self-addressed stamped return envelope.
We've made the operations very simple of scanning, and it's all barcode system so that it's error-proof and all the customers get the right movies on the right day.
There are more than 15,000 current hits and back titles stored at this warehouse on shelves that look like the archives of a library.
Here's Ilsa, Harem Keeper of the Oil Sheiks. So maybe that wasn't such a big hit a long time ago, but it's a 1976 movie, and we've got several hundred extra copies there.
Fortunately, Netflix has hundreds of copies of some less obscure titles like Lord of the Rings and The Matrix Reloaded. Today, the company has 1.5 million subscribers and a lot of good buzz among them.
Oh, I love it. I'm a big fan.
A friend recommended Netflix to Margie Sargent after she had surgery. The San Francisco resident is now back on her feet, but she's still watching three rental movies a week. She loves the fact that she doesn't have to worry about late fees and driving to a rental store to return a film.
From my house to the subway, I pass 3 or 4 mailboxes, so all I have to do is just plop it in there on the way to work.
Because Netflix has 23 centers around the country, most customers are able to get another DVD within 48 hours. Each customer keeps a list or queue of what they want next. While Netflix founder Reed Hastings had trouble with his wife over late fees, customers like Steve Schultz have new kinds of troubles.
My girlfriend and I, we're constantly rearranging the queue. I like art films and sometimes black comedies, and so if we see too many depressing films or dark films, she'll go in and put some comedies or musicals towards the top.
Both Blockbuster and Walmart have tried to offer services that compete with Netflix, but so far neither company has had much success. Scott Hetrick, home entertainment editor for the industry trade magazine Variety, says the real competition for Netflix is probably a few years down the road.
If the future is, in fact, which we've been hearing for 20 years now, video on demand, pay-per-view, movies on demand, all these kinds of electronically delivered movies, that certainly could impact a company like Netflix.
Initially, Hetrick says those services are likely to offer only a limited selection of hit movies, and that won't really be serious competition for the well-stocked Netflix. Netflix plans to offer a download service in the next year to try and be part of the changing technology scene. But for now, as the company expands, it's spending more than it's earning, and in that way, it has something in common with a lot of other high-flying internet companies. Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.